big ears. I want everybody to be really quiet.
How does this work?
And to listen and to pay attention and to watch Trish when she's doing the actions. She's doing our lesson today. Fantastic.
Hello? Yeah, cool.
Okay. Okay, does everybody...
My Bethany's coaching me. Breathe.
Does everybody remember...
Is this loud?
Yes, it's perfect.
Does everybody remember the Bible verse? That was a really easy one. Teagues? Don't worry about anything. All right, we're going to have a story today about the disciples and Jesus. And it's one of those famous stories. Do you remember when Jesus fed the 5,000? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Okay, we're going to tell that story. Once upon a time, the disciples had been working all day, and Jesus said, let's go away together and be really quiet and pray and just ourselves, and we'll talk and we'll kind of kick back. But do you know what happened? You do know what happened. Very good. People saw them going, and they followed them. They took a boat out, and they pushed it out, and they went away to kind of a desert spot where there wasn't any people, and that meant there was no shops and no centra and nothing like that. No leisure plexus. And they were all by themselves, except they weren't all by themselves. Really quickly, a great big crowd gathered because they all wanted to see Jesus, didn't they? And whenever they followed Jesus, he would teach them. So when they got out of the boat, there were all these people waiting, and they're all waiting for Jesus to speak. And so Jesus, it says in the Bible that Jesus had compassion on them, and he wanted to teach them, so he did. And he talked, and he talked, and he talked, and they listened. And the afternoon went by, and soon, what time was it? It was dinner time. It was dinner time, and everybody's tummies started doing the rumbly thing, and everybody started thinking about food, didn't they? But do you remember how many years ago this is? How many thousands of years ago is this? Before processed food, thank you. So they didn't have any centers and spas, and they didn't have any shops, so there wasn't any food, and the disciples were really, what's that word? Well, they were hungry, and they were also worried. And Jesus said, well, maybe we should feed them. And then the disciples got really worried, because what did that mean? They didn't have any food, and they didn't have any, what do you get food with? Money. That, they didn't have any money, and it would have cost, it says in the Bible, it would cost 200 denarii, which is like 6 months' worth of somebody's pay. So that would be, you know, what your daddy makes or your mommy makes in 6 months to feed all those people. And that wasn't going to happen, was it? So the disciples are really worried now. Oh my goodness, we've got to feed all these people. So Jesus said, collect all the food that's out there. Collect all the food that people have brought. Somebody surely brought some lunches or something. So what do you think they got? Banana. Anybody have some other ideas? Maybe not tropical ideas. Bread and fish, because that's what people ate in those days, at least in the Galilee area. So, Jesus got handed fish, two apparently. Okay, and some of them say seven, but some of the accounts say five barley loaves. There they are. Yeah. Okay, so this is what Jesus got handed, fish and bread. Now, what do you think the disciples thought? We've got 5,000 people and two cans of tuna and five slices of bread. What do you think the disciples thought?
There must be a canning factory around here.
What did they think?
They thought, like, how is that going to feed all those people?
Absolutely. How is this going to feed 5,000 people? It's not going to work, is it? Would it feed everybody here? Look around. Would it feed everybody here?
Yes.
No, it wouldn't feed everybody here, would it? Yes.
Multiplying it.
Absolutely. Say that again, sweetie.
Jesus started multiplying it.
That's right. That's right. Because he didn't want the disciples to worry, did he? He was going to take care of it. Now, do you think the disciples trusted him?
No.
They'd had some practice trusting him, but maybe they weren't very good at it. Something like us. Okay. So what did Jesus do with this stuff? What did he do? How did he make it multiply? Do we remember? Well, I'm going to show you a way he didn't do it, because you see, Jesus, Jack, do you have an answer?
He prayed.
Oh, very good. He prayed. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to show you something he didn't do, because Jesus wasn't a magician, was he? No. Jesus didn't do magic, and he didn't do big tricks. I thought maybe if I was Jesus, I would have gone, abracadabra, abracadabra, over my tuna, and then I would have gone, whew. I would have pulled out this great big, huge, massive fish, and I would have fed the 50,000. But remember what we said? Jesus didn't do really spectacular, fancy kind of parlor trick, kind of magician show things. Jesus, it seems to me, specializes in really quiet, deep, really nice kind of miracles, real gentle miracles. So he prayed. He prayed, and now I need some disciples to hand out the food. Because you see, we're in the year, what year are we in? 2010. We're not in the year, I don't know, AD 31. So, Jesus actually did it with tuna sandwiches. You see, and that little can there became tuna sandwiches for 5,000. So I need some disciples up here. Can we all come up, little disciples? I need some disciples. Because we're going to feed the 5,000, just like Jesus did. Huh?
Weird. Pretty weird, feeding people with tuna sandwiches.
Are you going to do some too? Can you hand some out, Zach?
Here. Zach.
Here, so hand them out. Hand, make sure everybody gets at least one. Hi, sweetie. Okay, we're getting up and run. All right, Tiggs, hand some out. Okay, can I have some more disciples, please? Ethan, you want to be a disciple? Can I have some more disciples? Remember, there were 12.
There were 12, and there's only like, 5 written.
Okay, bring back any leftovers.
This is just so weird.
Don't load that too much.
Yeah, don't need to load it too much. Yeah, you're all right. There you go. You want to hand that out? Want to hand one out, Ashley?
And there's probably like 50.
All the way to the back. All the 5,000 need tuna. All the 5,000 need tuna. Yeah, hand some more out. Hand them out. Now, do you think the disciples, I imagine the disciples were still worrying about whether it was going to, even though 5,000 people were getting fed, the disciples still kind of worried all along that maybe it would run out. Maybe the next time they handed out the basket, there wouldn't be anymore. But Jesus isn't like that, is he? Jesus didn't make it for 2,500 and then let the other 2,500 go hungry, did he? No, he didn't do that. He just kept it coming. He just kept it coming. In fact, what does the Bible tell us? Was there just enough for 5,000 people? No, there was. There was more. In fact, how many baskets were there left over? Do you remember?
15.
I think there were how many? A little bit less than that. Almost. How many?
12.
There were 12. In fact, Jesus did such a good job handing out food. Here was 12 baskets left over, and that's because Jesus always does things abundantly for us, doesn't he? He's always a God that just gives us more and more and more rather than just enough. He always blesses us and gives us enough, more than enough. So there we are with our 12 baskets. You didn't get one. Oh, my goodness.
That one's fed.
That one's left over. Good. So was Jesus there looking after them? He was, wasn't he? And did they have to worry? No, because when Jesus said feed them, he was going to make sure that they had the resources to feed them, right? And so what does that mean for you? What does that mean for you? Do you have to worry about everything?
No.
No, because Jesus is always there to make sure you don't have to worry. He will take care of it. And you need to remember that, okay? Sarah's going to give us another really spectacular idea about trusting Jesus. So, it's my auntie's birthday this week, okay, and she's going to be 60. Okay, so I got her this cool balloon, right, and it's full of helium. So if I let go, it will go on and on up to the ceiling, and I mightn't be able to get it back, so let's hope I don't do that, right? But she's having a party, okay, and I'm so excited because she really likes balloons and decorations, and I just thought I'd get her this, right, and it'd make a really nice decoration for her party. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Dear, my family are going to think I really don't care anymore. They're going to think that I really don't care about my auntie, and I do. Maybe I'll jump. No, don't think that's going to work. I could go up here. What am I going to do? Oh, Paddy. Hi, Paddy. Paddy, could you help me?
I can.
Can you? Wow. Could you try and get it down? Umbrellas, right, okay. Because some people might get a bit wet. Paddy's going to try and get this balloon down for me. I don't know how. It's so high. I can't reach it. Paddy, how are you going to do this? To come along, and he knew a trick with some water that would help me to get my balloon back. Yeah, we might get everyone to sit back down again. I know that was really exciting and we all got wet. Okay? Yeah. It was kind of cool raining inside the church, okay? But do you know that I was really worried about... Good girl, you used your umbrella. Super. Do you know that I was so worried when that balloon went up there because I thought there was no way I could get it back. I thought it'd be there forever. And yet Paddy was able to come along and he was able to help me.
And wet the ceiling.
And wet me and the balloon. But do you know what? Paddy's not always going to be there for me, sure he's not? I don't see him all the time. What if something went wrong and he wasn't there? And I was worried about something. Who do you think I could ask to help me if I was worried? Ella. Jesus or God, that's right, because God's always with us. No matter where we go, if we're at home or in school, if you're getting bullied, or if things are going really wrong for you, or if things are bad in your family, or someone is sick and you're really, really worried, you can just ask God, because he'll always be there. Paddy won't always be there, but God will always be there, okay? And I know I can pray to him whenever I have a problem, and he's going to help me. And Paddy's going to tell us a bit more about that, or Beverly, maybe? We're going to learn about how we can be worried.
We're going to have a couple of songs to celebrate God because he's so good, all right? Mark. Can we have everybody standing up? I hope everybody isn't too wet. Oh. are you? Well, spring rain. John was talking about spring rain last week, so we thought we'd better bring a bit. Okay, so can we all stand up? Cool. And Bev is going to come up and share that with us now. Okay, so thanks, Bev.
Okay, hands up who likes swimming. I love swimming. Do you? Yeah, it's brilliant. You dive into the water. Wow, brilliant. Yeah, swimming lessons are great, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, why they're great and why they're really important. Can you go right into the water? Wow. Swimming is brilliant. It really is. And I'm going to tell you a little story today about... Wow. So, the story I'm going to tell is about one time when I went swimming, and it was fantastic, we had a great time. It was actually out in a swimming pool that had a wave pool. Do you know when the siren goes off and everyone gets all excited because they know that the waves are coming? Okay, and actually they're like real waves coming down through the pool. So we were all excited, and we couldn't wait for the waves to come. But there was a girl in the water, and she was all excited as well, and you know, everyone was rushing to get to the waves. But you know what? This girl hadn't actually been to lessons very much. Like Rebecca had said, she'd been to lessons. This girl hadn't actually been to many lessons. Unfortunately, she actually got really scared when the waves started coming. Okay? And she got really nervous, and she started panicking about the waves. And she thought, oh no, you know, I thought I was okay, but actually, and the water started splashing over her, and she got really, really panicked. And I'm sure you know what that's like when the water's coming in, maybe goes into your mouth and you start to swallow it. But then all of a sudden, and everyone didn't really notice because they were all excited, but one person did notice. One person who they didn't even know was watching them noticed. And let's see what this person did. Yeah, he jumped into action, pulled her out of the water, and oh, she was so relieved. What did he do? What did the guy do? Hands up. Hands up. What did the guy do? What did he do?
He pulled the girl out of the water so she wouldn't
like swallow the water.
Maybe sort of get bad damage.
That's right. So in one word, what did he do? He
pulled her behind the box of words. Saved her.
He saved her. He did. That's right. And they didn't even notice this guy. He was up on the seat, and they were all having such a great time in the swimming pool, and the waves were coming, and they're all having a brilliant time. They didn't even notice this guy watching everybody in the water. He wasn't just watching one person. He was watching every single person in the water. And guys, just today to finish off, what I'm going to say, there's somebody in our life who's doing that all the time. We're all having a great time. We're going through life. We're having a great time. But sometimes, like this girl here, like Bethany was doing, things get a bit tough, you know, and we start panicking and life gets really tough. And we're like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know what to do. And maybe nobody else is noticing. Like the other people in the pool weren't really noticing. They were having such a good time. But one person notices, and you know who that person is, don't you? Who's that person, Aisling?
Jesus.
That's right, Jesus and God, he notices. Even if nobody else does, he notices. And we might think it's a big thing, but he knows what's going on. So just like the lifeguard, God is watching us. He sees things when they're good, but he also sees things when they're tough. And he will save us, like the lifeguard saved Bethany from the water today. He'll pull us out, and he'll keep us safe, and he'll keep us from harm. Okay? That's it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Bev. Well done. Super. All right. So we're going to have a prayer time a little later, but I think we might do our notices now. So I'm going to ask John to come up and do our notices, and Cam, if we could.
So you children with your Pokemon, no, I'm joking. No, we had our gift day last week, and we'll be announcing again next week's our final opportunity to give. So it's an opportunity just to invest in what God's doing in the church. So if you were unable to give last week and gone away and thought about it and feel that God is calling you to invest in what God's doing here, we'd love you to do just that, because it enables us to do the things that we do at Core. So please go away, think about it, and we have a box at the end of the church there to put any donation, whether it's a check or whether it's signing up for giving or whether it's increasing what you've been giving over the last year. So we really appreciate everything that people do, so please do that. It'd be wonderful. Next one. This is just giving us an outline to the church of the week, Easter week, which starts obviously the beginning of sort of the end of March. And the first thing we're doing is on the Wednesday, 7:30 to 9 o'clock, we call it the small group Easter worship together. And basically, it's for everybody, but it's going to be led by two small groups. So they'll be leading the evening, they'll be organizing the worship, what's going on in the particular evening session. So please come along and join with us. It's going to be fantastic. Then Good Friday, we're having an hour at the cross, as we always do. And on Sunday, Easter Sunday, we're having a breakfast at 9:30. For an hour, then that'll be followed by a worship service which will be child friendly and adult friendly. So please come along, it'll be wonderful to see you guys. Please bring friends along to that, it'll be wonderful to do just that. So anything else? There's the Easter breakfast, 4th of April, and then Paddy, do you want to quickly say about this as our last opportunity?
Okay, guys, this is your last chance to vote for Kids Club. You can either do it by text or you can do it online. Okay, the closing date is tomorrow. So tomorrow, you can still vote tomorrow, but it's the last opportunity. Okay, we're hopefully going to win €5,000 from this, okay? But depends on how many votes we get. We either get 2,000, 3,000, or 5,000. The more votes we get, the more chance we have of getting the 5,000. The instructions are up there. Okay, really appreciate all your votes on that. You can text once a day and you can go online and vote once a day. And if you have 15 email addresses, you can vote 15 times a day for free. So I'd really appreciate that. Look up betterireland.ie and that'd be fab. Super.
And we've got the Liberty Saints rugby. Do you want to say? Oh, I'll do it. Next Sunday, we have Liberty Saints rugby. We'll be playing in Trinity College. They've been given an opportunity to play. Rob, do you want to say about this? You know more. Okay, we'll do that in a minute. We can do it. Yeah.
So, was anyone in Croke Park yesterday to see Ireland win? Oh, just me. That's pretty. Well, next Sunday, we have the opportunity to support another rugby team outside of Ireland. Core has its own rugby team called the Liberty Saints, and they have their cup match next Sunday, and we're playing it in the main pitch in Trinity next Sunday at 1 o'clock, which is a real privilege and a blessing, because trying to play there is very difficult indeed, especially for someone like me who's from UCD. But we have got this pitch, and we want everyone to come along to support the team as they play in their cup match. They're going to need support because they're playing against Black Rock, which are a very good team. So put in your diaries. After church, we can go down and support them. So please put that in your diary.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay, guys, we're gonna have our collection now, but we're also gonna have a prayer time. We're gonna play a song. And it's going to be a kind of a worship song, a quieter song. And after the song, the kids who I've asked to say a prayer for the mums, I'd love...